The Gemara in Daf Tesamud Aleph quotes the Machlokas Hanayim as to when the halacha of Nitzach and Amkar Apostle Idus and Betayla applies. Rabbi Yossi holds that it applies only in Dinei Nefashis. Bamedvar Mamur B'Dinei Nefashis. Avol B'Dinei Mamadis Tiskai Medus B'Shah. Rabbi Yossi holds that when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, if one of the Edim is a Karav Apostle, then the whole Kat is batel, whether we're talking about a Kat of Shnayim or a Kat of Shlosha. Obviously, we're talking about a Kat of Shnei Edim, so if one of the Edim is Karav Apostle, then you don't have two Edim. But the Chiddush HaTorah, the Hekesh of Shnayim or Shlosha, is that even if you're talking about a Kat of three Edim, if you're missing one aid, if one of the aid is Karav Apostle, so then the entire Kat is bought. And Rebbe holds, no, Rebbe holds that Nimzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idus HaMetayil applies even to Dinei Mamonos. Not only will we be Mevatel, the whole Kat, a Kat of Shlosha, even if only one aid is a Karav Apostle, by Dinei Nefashos, but even in Dinei Mamonos will be Mevatel the entire Kat, even if only one of the aidim is possible. The question that the Rishonim try to address is, why does Rabbi Yossi hold that the din is limited to Dinei Nefashos? Why not Dinei Mamonos? Why does he distinguish between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos? So Rashi gives one answer. Rashi and Makis, quoted by Tosfos there. Rashi says, "B'dinei Nefashos d'chsev v'hitzilu ha'eda u'madrinan azchusa." Rabbi Yossi holds that by Dinei Nefashos you can say Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idusim B'Teila because it's a Din Hatzala. We always want to be Mezake the Nidon if we can. We don't want to kill him if we can avoid it. So by Dinei Nefashos, if one of the Edom is a Karav Apostle, then we'll be Mevata the whole Kat. But there's no Chashash of Hatzala by Dinei Mamonos. So why should the rule of Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idusim B'Teila apply? That's Rashi Shita. It's Midin Hatzala to be Mevata the Kat. If one is a Karav Apostle, Hatzal applies to Nefashos, it doesn't apply to Dinei Mamonos. That's how Rashi learns. But Tosis is very troubled with Rashi's pshat. Tosis says, V'koshu l'perusho, v'imkein Dinei Mamonos ne'lef menayim, doksiv mishpat echad yilochem. Tosis says, the pasuk mishpat echad yilochem tells me that we compare Nefashos to Mamonos. We know mishpat echad yilochem tells me that you need Rishi v'chakira by Dinei Mamonos. You need all the questions of Zman and Mokom, not just to test the Edom and Dinei Nefashos, but even by Dinei Mamonos. You see, Dinei Mamonos and Nefashos are compared. Mishpat Echad Yilochem tells me that the two are similar. So why not here, asks Tosfos. You have a halacha that applies to Dinei Nefashos, why not apply to Dinei Mamonos? Just because the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosh is written by Dinei Nefashos, but Mishpat Echad Yilochem should tell me that we apply it to Mamonos as well. That's kasha number one. For old fractices, the Dinei Mamonos namik siv al pishnayim or al pishlosha. Then Tosis says, why do you just have to apply the din of Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idus HaMetayla from Nefashos to Mamonos? To learn out Mamonos from Nefashos. You have a Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha by Mamon too. It says, Al Pishnayim Edim Al Pishlosha Edim Yumas Hameis, that's din of Nefashos, but it also says, Al Pishnayim Edim Al Pishlosha Edim Yokum Dovar, that's Mamonos. So you have the Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha both by Nefashos and by Mamonos. So what's the problem? Rashi says maybe the rule that the Karav Apostle can be Mevatel the Kat is Midin Hatzala. So why should I necessarily apply the Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha and Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos? Maybe it's a Din Hatzala. It's only a Din Hatzala, then it should apply to Dinei Nefashos, and I won't. I can't apply it to Dinei Mamonos. Ask Tosfos, so what that I can't apply the halacha of Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos? There's a Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha in the realm of Dinei Mamonos itself. So that Hekesh should tell me that just like by Shnayim, if Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Eidusim B'Teila, the Kat can't stand without the Eidus of two, so too by Shlosha, if Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Eidusim B'Teila. Two kashas of Tosfos against Rashi. The first kasha, Nachamo, the first kasha is, we have a klal that Mishpat Echad Yilochem compares Nefashos to Mamonos, so why can't we use that here too? Let's take a halacha. If you'll tell me that Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idus HaMetayla applies in Dinei Nefashos, so now Mishpat Echad Yilochem should apply the halacha from Nefashos to Mamonos. Kasha number one. And even if you'll tell me that for some reason you can't do that, but so what? You have a Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha by Dinei Mamonos itself, so even if you can't apply the Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha that's written by Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos, there's a different Hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha that's written by Mamonos itself. So learn that the Karva Pasuk, I mean, Mavata the Kat, from the special Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha that's written by Dine Mamanis. These are the two kashas that Rashi, that Tosis has against Rashi. So before we read the Pshat of Tosis, the Pshat of the Ri, let's try to see if maybe we can answer these kashas against Rashi. Let's take the first kasha. That why does Rashi say Rabbi Yossi can't apply Nimtzach and Karva Pasuk Lusim Vatela to Dine Mamanis? Because it might be a Din Hatzolim. So Tosis says, but Mishpat Echad Yilachem should apply all of the halachas of Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos. What's the response to that? Yes, Naftali?
Can we just say that this, in the fourth parak we have a whole Mishnah that says clearly that we don't apply everything.
That there are distinctions, right?
Yeah.
There are distinctions. What kind of distinctions are there between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos?
Being the amount of judges.
Number of judges, yes, and in how the Masu Matan
is going to be
done, right? So that's the Marsha's point. The Marsha and Makis asks a kasha on kashas on Tosis kasha. It's basically an answer for Rashi. Marsha has trouble with Tosis kasha. He has a ktsas kasha, kuf kuf. Right? He's got a ktsas kasha on Tosis kasha. But basically, the Marsha is the answer for Rashi. Uktsas kasha the mitam vehivsilu the siba dinin afasha is less than the male of dinim mamanus menayu lahokel says. The Marsha. You can't learn from Dine Nefashos to Dine Mamonos in a Din Hatzolah. To become a Dvar, Matluyim Ba'atzolah, Mikilin and Tfei, B'dine Nefashos, Mi B'dine Mamonos, Kedei Isa Reish Perek, Echa Dine Mamonos. At the beginning of the fourth Perek, the Mishnah distinguishes between Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos for 10 halachas. Yeah, initially the Mishnah compares the two. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos v'drisha v'chakira shenem v'mishpat echad yelachem. But ma bein dinei mamonos l'dinei nefashos, dinei mamonos b'shlosha v'dinei nefashos b'esem v'shlosha. Dinei mamonos poschen bein l'schus bein l'chova, dinei nefashos poschen l'schus bein poschen l'chova. We start the masa matan only l'schus. Dinei mamonos matan al piecha bein l'schus bein l'chova. The kind of robe, the kind of majority you need in dinei mamonos. Alpi echad is enough. One more. 2-1 is enough. But dinei nefashos? No. Alpi echad l'schus, but alpi shnayim l'chova. If you're going to be mata, if you're going to paskin l'chova, it's got to be alpi shnayim. It has to be 13-10. It can't be 12-11 l'chova. There are many dinim over here, but the Marsha interprets are really dinei hatzala, where the Mishnah says that we don't compare dinei nefashos to dinei mamonos. Tosis there in Sanhedrin explains a little bit differently. He doesn't use the word Hatzalah. He says, Le'inyin mili detolah b'schus v'chova ein lashvelsam. Something that's related to schus and chova, we can't compare dinei nefashos to dinei mamonos because what? By dinei mamonos, there's always a zakai and a chayv. A schus for this is a chova for that one. There are two people involved. By dinei nefashos, there's one nida. It's a little bit different. Does he mean Hatzalah? He doesn't say the magic words. He doesn't say Hatzalah. The Marsha invokes Hatzalah. He says that these halachas are based on Hatzalah. And that's what we said before. We mentioned a couple of days ago that Rashi quotes V'hitzilu by one of the halachas, but he doesn't quote it by the others. So we said, even though there are psukim in the Gemara to teach me the other halachas, it could be that those psukim are just megala, that the din Hatzalah apply, that included within Hatzalah are these other halachas as well. Even though we don't mention the Hitzilu for the other ones, but maybe that's the Pshat and Pasuk. That's really what the Marsha and Makis is saying, that they're all Dinei Hatzalah. So says the Marsha, Mishpat Echad Yilachem is not going to compare Mamonos to Nefashos in Dinei Hatzalah. It'll compare by Drisha B'Chakira. Drisha B'Chakira, apparently the Marsha assumes, is not a Din Hatzalah. The fact that we have to be Mevar the Eidim, we have to ask questions to the Eidim. That means we have to arrive at the MS. We have to make sure that the Eidim are not lying, that they're lining up. Not everything is a Din Hatzalah. So the Marsha is assuming Drisha B'Chakira is not a Din Hatzalah. That's a Din that you have to, it's a Gzeres HaKosa, that you have to clarify what the truth is. But the other distinctions between Mamonos and Nefashos, those are Dinei Hatzalah, says the Marsha. So Mishpat Echad Yilachem is not going to compare Mamonos to Nefashos in these halachas. So if you tell me Rabbi Yossi holds the Nimtzach and Karva Pasuk Lusim V'Teila is also a Din Hatzalah, and that's why it applies to Dinei Nefashos, then you can't learn to Mamonos. Mishpat Echad Yilachem is not going to extrapolate from Nefashos to Mamonos then. Because Dinei Hatzalah, Dinei Nefashos, don't apply to Dinei Mamonos. There's a difference between Nefashos and Mamonos regarding Hatzalah. Okay, so that's the Marsha's Kasha on Tosis. What's Tosis asking? And Rashi, the Mishpat Echad Yilachem, should apply Nimtzach HaMem Karva Pasul from Nefashos to Mamonos, Even if you only have a hekesh or shnayim or shlosha by dina nefashos, why? It's not going to apply dina hatzala from one to the other. We see that there are distinctions between the two in the fourth perek, right? So once we see distinctions between the nefashos and the mamonos regarding hatzala, so then why not here too? Why not here too? That the karav apostle might be mevatel the kap by dina nefashos, but he won't do that by dina mamonos. That's the kasha of the Marsha on the kasha of Tosis, but presumably that's how Rashi's going to answer the kasha. Okay? And he'll say we can't learn Mamanas to Nefashos if it's a Din Hatzalah. So that's in terms of the first kasha of Tosis. What's with the second kasha though? Tosis then asks, even if you'll tell me that Mishpat Echad Yelachem can compare Mamanas to Nefashos over here, meaning even if you'll say like the Marsha, Tosis is bavarning the Marsha. And even if you'll say like the Marsha, you'll still tell me my first kasha is not a good kasha. I can't extrapolate from nefashos to mamonos. Don't extrapolate. There's a hekesh of shnayim or shlosha by dinei mamonos itself. So even if I can't extrapolate from nefashos to mamonos, but I have gzeras hakosa by dinei mamonos to tell me that nimtzach mem krav apostol eidusim b'teila, it's taka shtaka kasha, no? I have a separate hekesh, so I don't have to extrapolate from nefashos to mamonos. Rashi says it's a din hatzala. So maybe that only applies to dinei nefashos, not to mamonos. Why? But I have a hekesh of shnayim reshlosha by dinei mamonos itself. So why not say that nimtzach mem krav apostol eidusim b'teila? What's the answer to that kasha? So here the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, Chasam Sofer invokes the Marsha. The Chasam Sofer is pilpling. You know, this is not like a shayla halacha lebaisin or a chayim yerdeya. It's not a kasha shayla. He's handling the gemara. The Chasam Sofer was also a lamdan. You know, so he was learning the sugi in Sanhedrin and Makkos. So he was troubled with Tosis Kasha Sarashi, so he suggests an answer, a very beautiful answer. Chasam Sofer says that maybe the answer to Tosis Kasha is that Tosis misunderstood Rashi. What does that mean? Rashi never meant to say that Nimsech HaMem Karv Apostle is a Din Hatzal. That's not what he meant to say. That's not the mocker for the Din of Nimsech HaMem Karv Apostle by Din HaFashis. The mocker of the Halacha is the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushloshim. That's the mocker of the halacha. Shnayim u'shlosha. Ma shnayim nimtzach mem karv apostol eidusim b'teila av shlosha. All Rashi is saying is that wherever you have the hekesh of shnayim u'shlosha, you have to figure out what halachas are you learning from that hekesh. The last couple of days, we've identified three different halachas. Reb Akiva, Reb Shimon, right? Three different halachas that you can learn from that hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim. Ad shi zom u'kula. Right, that no one can become Edom Zomim until all of them are defined as Edom Zomim. Right? Ad she yizom ukula. Until they're all Edom Zomim, no one is Edom Zomim. What else? Af hashlishi nenash. Right, the nitpal over avera is punished like the over avera themselves. Right. And the third halacha is Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostol Eidusim B'Teila. Nimtzach HaKarv Apostol Eidusim B'Teila. So after Chasam Sofer, if you have a hekesh of Shnayim U'Shlosha, you always have to ask yourself, so what are we learning out of that hekesh? What are we learning out of that hekesh? Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, well, the hekesh by Dina Nefashos, since we care about Hatzala in the context of Dina Nefashos, I'm not going to learn, right? I am going to learn Din number 3 by Dina Nefashos. I am going to say that the hekesh of Shnayim Shlosha teaches me that Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostol Eidusim B'Teila. Because we're so concerned about the Hatzala of the Nidam, so we're going to try to be Mevatel the Kat as much as we can. Right, we'll try to be mevatel the kat in whatever way we can. So if one of the Edom is a karav apostol, by din nefashos, we'll say, of course it should be batel. Why? Midin hatzala. We're trying to save the nida. Right? As Tosfos adds to Rashi, we don't have this in our version, but he says, the mitzvah levatel ha'edus b'kal kedei lahatzel ha'nefesh. We try to be mevatel the kat in any way that we can, to save the nefesh, to save the nida, so he won't be killed. It says the Chasam Sofer, what Rashi meant to say is that in Dina Nefashos it makes sense that Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostol Eidusim B'Teila. Because Hatzalah tells me how to learn the Hekesh. It's not that Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostol Eidusim b'teila because of Hatzalah. But because there is a Hatzalah element in it, the Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha is interpreted to include that halacha. That's in Dinin Nefashos. Rashi knew that there was a Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha in Dinin Mamonos as well. What Rashi meant to say is that that Hekesh will include this halacha. That Hekesh can be used to teach me what? The other two halachas. But why should I apply the third halacha? Why should I learn the third halacha from the Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha by Dinin Mamonos? There I'm not concerned about Hatzalah. There's no Hatzalah to speak of. So in applying, in interpreting what the Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha includes, Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't include Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila by Dinin Mamonos. Because there's no need for Hatzalah there. So there, the Hekesh is not going to include it. What's Tosis Kasha? Even if you'll tell me that I can't learn from Dinin Nefashos to Dinin Mamonos, that Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila, let's learn from the Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha that's written by Dinin Mamonos that the Karva Pasal can be Mevatel Dekan. Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, no, you missed the boat. Rashi knows that there's a Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha by Dinei Mamonos. But he would say, because we're not concerned about Hatzalah by Dinei Mamonos, we're going to interpret the Hekesh to not include Din number three. It'll include the first two Dinei by Dinei Mamonos, but not the third Halacha, because we don't need the third Halacha by Dinei Mamonos. We're not concerned about Hatzalah. So if we're not concerned about Hatzalah there, so then the Karv Apostle is not going to be Mevatel Dekat. So Tosis Kasha never even began. Tosis thought that Rashi was assuming that Nimsach HaMem Karv Apostle Eidusim V'Teila is a halach in Dinei Hatzalah, and it applies only to Dinei Nefashos, or it's learned primarily, the Mokar is in Dinei Nefashos. So now the question is, can I derive Mamonos from Dinei Nefashos? So on that, Tosis asks, what do you have to derive one from the other for? You have a Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha by Dinei Mamonos too? Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, no, Rashi knew there was a Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha by Dinei Mamonos. But Rashi thought that you have to figure out how to interpret that Hekesh in each context. So by Dinei Nefashos, we'll say that the Hekesh includes Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila because we're concerned about Hatzalah in Dinei Nefashos. But by Dinei Mamonos, maybe the Hekesh doesn't include this halacha because there's no concern of Hatzalah in Dinei Mamonos. Okay. Questions? Yes?
If you read Rashi, it sounds like it's pretty clear that the main thing is Hatzalah.
Understand, but in light of Tosis Kashi, you can't just take Rashi Kipshuto. Rashi gives you a few words. So what does that mean? Right? Is Rashi saying that the source of the halacha is the Din Hatzalah, or he's saying the Din Hatzalah is helping us interpret something? The Chasam Sofer says it makes sense that the Din Hatzalah is only helping us interpret the Hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha. You know why? Because what does the Mishnah say? What's the Mokar for Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila? What's the Mokar? Shnayim u'Shlosha, v'kivas halacha, right? He doesn't mention v'hitzila. So it sounds like the real makar is Shnayim u'Shlosha, the hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha. So what's Rashi invoking v'hitzila? Maybe Rashi is only saying Rav Akiva interprets the hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha to include Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila. Rav Yossi holds dafka by Dinei Nefashos because there we're concerned about Hatzalah. But it's all interpreting the hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha because that's really the makar of this halacha. That's how the Mishnah presents it.
You should have mentioned it. Rashi
usually
mentioned later, like
the Gemara
says later on.
No, Fakert, it's earlier. Rabbi Yossi is later, right? Rabbi Akiva mentioned the halacha of the Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal, and he gives you the makar. Rabbi Yossi is modifying. It's saying dafka by Dinei Nefashos. So Rashi says, because by Dinei Nefashos, we're concerned about Hatzalah. It's the Chasam Sofer saying he's interpreting the makar, interpreting the hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha, and saying that by Mamonos, you don't have to assume that it includes Nimsach HaMem Karva Pasal Eidusim V'Teila. The hekesh of Shnayim u'Shlosha can teach me something else. Okay, that's Rashi. But Tosis obviously felt that these kashas were very strong. So Tosis offers a different pshat. The re. Okay, so far so good. Questions? Anyone? Speak up if you have an issue. Okay, let's get it clear before we move on. Okay. So Tosis offers a different pshat. The kach pirish re. The beginning of Foshel Shayach Shaper Lemele Veshim Deidusin B'Teila. Excuse me. The beginning of Foshel Shayach Shaper Lemele Mishnayim Deidusin B'Teila. Veshim Demash Shnayim Kinim Tzeachem Yom Karva Pasal Eidusin B'Teila Lagamri. Umiata Eina Moelis Leklon Hilka Veshloshanami Kula B'Teila Lagamri. What's the key word? Lagamri, right? So, by Dinin of Foshel, since by Shnayim, If nimtzach mayim karav apostel idusim b'teila lagamri, why is it bata lagamri? That means that if you don't have two edim, there's garnished here, a zero. By din of fashas, one aid is nothing. Nothing. You can't accomplish anything. Right? You need, there's a threshold. You need two edim. You can have more, you can have 3, 4, 5, 100, but you need at least two edim. Without two edim, you can't say anything in din of fashas. So just like by shnayim nimtzach mayim karav apostel idusim b'teila lagamri, af b'shlosha. The hekesh of shnayim l'shlosha tells me that just like by shnayim without two in dina nefashos, lav klumhu, you have nothing. By shlosha also, lav klumhu, you have nothing. It's bata lagamri. Aval b'dinim mamon, it says the re, the b'shnayim nami, ki nimtza echem em karv apostel hasheni, eino bata lagamri, the chayav lo shvua, lakach shlosha nami, nimtza echem em karv apostel, tiskai meidus b'shar eivim. That's the read by Dini Mamanis. You can't say Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle by a cut of Shnayim. If one of them is a Karav Apostle, then the Eidus is completely batel. That's Pasha not true. The Eid who's not a Karav Apostle can still be Mechayev Shavua. He obligates the needle to take a Shavua if he wants to be Pata. The Eid Echad is Mechayev Shavua. Shnayim Motzi in Mama. Echad is Mechayev Shavua. So you don't have the same Hekesh of Shnayim or Shloshim. By Dinin of Fashos, if one of the Edom of a cut of two Edom is Nimtza Karav Apostle, so then you have zero. Because one Ed is nothing by Dinin of Fashos. So then you can make a Hekish of Shnayim or Shlosha. Just like Shnayim is Batal Agami, but Shlosha also is Batal Agami. Even though you'd say, why is it Batal Agami? You still have two Edom Ksherim. No, that's the Hekish. The Hekish is a Xeris HaKosav, that we compare Shnayim to Shlosha. Just like by Shnayim, one Eid is Karav Apostle is Mevata the whole Kat. By Shlosha, it's also Mevata the whole Kat. You know, you still have two Eidim who could be Kosher. But by Dinei Mamonis, what's your comparison of Shnayim and Shlosha? By Shnayim, even if one is a Karav Apostle, the Eid Echad who remains is not Batal Agamri, he's still Mechayev Shvuah. So he's still Mechayev Shvuah, then why say that by Shlosha it's Batal Agamri? Let's say by Shlosha too, if one is Nimsa Karav Apostle, the other Eidim are still there, the other Eidim aren't Batal. And if the other Eidim are not batel, then they'll even be able to be Motzi Mama because you got two Eidim. If you have a cat to begin with of only two Eidim, so then if one is Karav Apostle, you only have one Eid, you'll only be Mechayev Shvuah. But you can't learn a Hekesh of Shnayim or Shlosha to tell me that by Dini Mamanis, if one is Karav Apostle and you have a cat of three, so then the other two are batel Lagamri too. Right? You can't say that because by two, the one is not batel Lagamri. He still is Mechayev Shvuah. He still has power. So if he still has power, then extrapolate to three that the two still have power even if one is Karav Apostle. If the two still have power, then not only can they be Mechayev Shvuah, they can be Mechayev Mamon too. That's the Riz Pshat. Right? The chilik between Dini Nefashos and Dini Mamonis is that the Hekish is not going to work well by Dini Mamonis. It's not a Hatzola problem. It's that the Hekish of Shnayim and Shlosha makes sense by Dini Nefashos. Because the paradigm of Shnayim works. The paradigm of Shnayim and Dinei Nefashos is that if one is Karav Apostle, then you have zero. So then you can extrapolate to Shlosha that also, even though you have two Eidim left at Aksherim, Al Pidin, they're treated like zero. But by Dinei Mamonis, you don't have a zero in a Kat of Shnayim if one is Karav Apostle. You still have an Eid Echad and he can be Mechayev Shvuah. So the same should be true by Shlosha. You should still have the two Eidim and they should be able to be Mechayev whatever Shnayim can be Mechayev. They should be able to be Mechayev Mamon. Yossi holds, therefore, that Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Yosef B'Tela only applies to Dinei Nefashos and not to Dinei Mamonis. This is the Riz Pshat. Questions? At first glance, the Riz is pillar play. Very difficult. What's he trying to say? Yossi holds that Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Yosef B'Tela only applies to Nefashos because there the Hekesh makes sense. But by Mamonis, the Hekesh doesn't make any sense. Why does the Hekesh not make any sense by Mamon? Because you can't say Mashnayim Av Shlosha. Mashnayim, the Eidus is Batal Lagamri if Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle. Because an Eid Echad is still Mechayev Shvuah. He's Mechayev Shvuah, okay, Shkoyach. But he's not Mechayev Mamon. Why can't you say Mashnayim Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Eidusam B'Tela Lagamri L'Inyin Mamon? So Av Shlosha Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Eidusam B'Tela Lagamri L'Inyin Mamon. We're not talking about Shvuah here. We're talking about Mamon. So the fact that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah, that should be irrelevant to this discussion. The fact is that if you have a kat of shnai and one is a karva pasul, then the kat is batel lagarmi vis-a-vis mammon. Okay, and Eidecha is still machayev shvu, but he's not machayev mammon. So if it's batel lagarmi le'inyan mammon, then we should extrapolate from shnai and from shloshah by shloshah also, even though I still have two eidim left. So what? It's batel lagarmi le'inyan mammon. If one is karva pasul and the eidus is batel lagarmi le'inyan mammon. What is Tosa saying? He's invoking Shvua to impact Mammon? What? Shvua l'chur and Mammon l'chur. What do they have to do with each other? It's Bata l'gamri, l'inyin Mammon. If you have a kat of shnayim and one is karav apostle. What's the re saying? Pele ploy. Pele ploy. What's more, Tosas themselves asked on Rashi. Like Rashi suggested maybe the chiddush between the fashis and Mammon is Hatsala the Hitzilu. The Tosas says, but for Mishpat Echad Yilachem, you can learn from Nefashis to Mammonis. So if Tosas is willing to ask that Akasha and Rashi, so why isn't that not Akasha on the Re? Again, why isn't that Akasha on the Re? Can't have a double negative here. Why isn't that Akasha on the Re too? The Re says, by Dina Nefashis, I understand there's a Hegesh Shnayim Shlosha. The Eidus is Batel Lagamri by Shnayim, because if you have less than one Eid, it's a zero. So they're following a Hekesh of Shnayim or Shlosha, that by Shlosha it's Batel Lagamri too. But by Mammonis, I don't have such a Hekesh of Shnayim or Shlosha. Because by Shnayim, it's not Batel Lagamri, the Eid Echad is Tomachai Veshvua. So it's not Batel Lagamri by Shnayim, it's not Batel Lagamri by Shlosha either. Yeah, but why shouldn't Mishpat Echad Yelachem tell me that I learned from Dina Nefashis to Dina Mammonis? If by Dina Nefashos, Nimzach HaMem Karva Pasla, Dusan Betela, even by Shlosha, because I can learn Shnayim with Shlosha, from Mishpat Echad, let's learn to Dina Mamanas too. That Nimzach HaMem Karva Pasla, even though it's not Batel Lagamri by Shnayim, by Dina Mamanas, so what? I can learn from the Hekesh of Nefashos to Mamanas. That's what Tosfos asked on Rashi. So what, they weren't sensitive to their own Kasha? What's the Re saying? The Re says, oh no, there's something special to Dina Nefashos. There, by a kat of shnayim, if nimtzach mem karav apostle, the whole eidus is batel. There's zero there. So I can learn from shnayim to shlosha. But by mominus, the eidus isn't zero by shnayim. The eid echad is tumachai b'shvua. Okay, that's true, but why can't I learn? Mishpat echad yilachem should tell me. I can learn from the fashas to mominus. Who asked this second kasha? Reb Chaim in stencils. Right? The stencils on the shas. It's Reb Chaim's kasha. The first kasha also is talking a good kasha. It's a strong kasha. Reb Chaim alludes to the kasha. He doesn't ask it beferish, but he also alludes to that kasha too. Others ask the kasha. Reb Shimon Shkop has that kasha. It's an obvious question on Taisus. Right? The first kasha is that even if an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, but he's not Mechayev Mammon, so if Nimzach HaMem Karav Apostle and a Kat of Shnayim, the Eidus is talking about the Lagamri Leinin Mammon. So why can't I extrapolate to Shlosha that it should be Batel Lagamri Leinin Mammon too? The Re is very difficult. Zokt Reb Chaim, you have to understand this halacha that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. If you understand why an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, what's the nature of the nemonis of an Eid Echad, then Tosfos is beautiful. Tosfos really reads beautifully. So why is it? Why taka is it that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua? He's not Mechayev Mammon, he's Mechayev Shvua. Why is he Mechayev Shvua? So one way to look at it is to say that an Eid Echad is not Neman vis-a-vis Mammon b'chlal, but there's a Gzeres HaKasev that he's Neman l'gav b'shvua. Well, Yokum Eid Echad b'ish l'chal avon l'chal chatas, avol kom l'shvua. Gemar in Shvuas, daf mem. Eid Echad is kom l'shvua. Where two can be Mechayev Mammon, kol eicha sheshnayim Mechayev in oso Mammon, echad Mechayev oso Shvua. So it's not Mechayev Mammon mamish, right? The Eid Echad isn't Mechayev Mammon. He doesn't... Reuven comes to Bezin and says, Shimon owes him $100. So, you know, if there are two Eidim that testify that Shimon owes Reuven $100, he has Chayav to pay. If one Eid comes and testifies that Shimon owes Reuven $100, he's not Chayav to pay, but he has to take a Shua. If he agrees to take a Shua, then he'll be Potter. If he doesn't agree to take a Shua, he'll be Chayav. So it's not, the Chayav Shua is not a Chayav Mammon. It can translate into a Chayav Mammon. But it's just a Chayav Shua. So you could say it's a Gzeres HaKasev. The Eid Echad is not Neman vis-a-vis Mammon at all. An Eid Echad le'inyan Mammon is like an Eid Echad le'inyan Nefashis. Lav klum, who is mamish, is zero. there's a gzeras hakosav that an eid echad can be mechayev shuva. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. The eid echad le'inyan mamon is not at all like an eid echad le'inyan nefashis. Le'inyan nefashis, the eid echad is mamish is zero. Le'inyan mamon, he's a chatzi nemonis. He's half an eid. He's half the parsh. He has a chatzi nemonis, meaning the halacha that you need two eidim by nefashis. That means that without two eidim, I have zero. But the halacha that you need two eidim by dinei mamonis, it's not that without two eidim, I have zero. Without two eidim, I have half of the nemonis I need. Each eid is half of the nemonis together. Half plus half equals one. Even before college math, I think. Right? Half plus half equals one. It's not that I need two and without two, I have a zero. No, maybe by mamonis, the eid echad is mechayev half of the mamon, but half the mammon. He can't be motzi half the mammon. It's that he has half of the nemonis le'inyan mammon. So if I have two eidim together, then I have half of the nemonis with another half. So together they can be mechayev a full chiyuv mammon. But not like by nefashos that the eid echad by himself is a zero. No, he has half of the nemonis for mammon. And the reason why the eid echad is mechayev a shvuah is not just a gzeres hakosav. Maybe the pshat is that half of the nemonis for mammon is mechayev a shvuah. If you have the haschola sakat, it's the lashon of the rav. If you have a haschola sakat, the beginning of a kat of mamon, that's mechayev shvuah. That's the gzeres hakosav. Not that it's a new halacha. Neid echad is mechayev shvuah. No, the haschola sakat for mamon, chatzi nemonos of mamon, that's mechayev shvuah. That's the other way to look at it. Eid echad, the inyan nefashis, is a zero. Eid echad, the inyan mamon. Is he a zero? Or is he chatzi nemonis, the inyan mamon? The fact that an Eid Echad is Mechayev a Shavuah, what's the halacha? Is it a new Gzeres HaKosav? Let's say it differently. Is it a new Nemonis? Right? He's not Nemon le'ini Mamon b'chlal, but there's a new Nemonis that an Eid Echad is Nemon le'Shavuah, even though he's not Nemon le'Mamon, Kom le'Shavuah. Or is the pshat that chatzi nemonos le'inyan mamon is mechayev shvuah? Those are the two possibilities. Either that before you have two eidim, there's nothing. Just like by nefashos, before you have two eidim, there's zero. By mammon also, there's a zero. Or no, you have a chatzi nemonis le'inyan mammon. You don't have a full nemonis, you can't be motzi mammon. But the chatzi nemonis le'inyan mammon can be mechayev shvuah. These are the two possibilities. Obviously, the first option is the easier option. Kom l'shvuah sounds like the eid echad is neman for shvuah, he's not neman for mammon. Where do you come off to assume like the second approach, the more creative approach, if you will, that the Eid Echad really has Nemonis for Mammon, it's just only Chatzi Nemonis, and that Chatzi Nemonis is what's Mechayev Shvuah. The Hascholas Hakat Le'inyan Mammon, right? The Hascholas Hakat Le'inyan Mammon is Mechayev Shvuah. Where do you come off to say such a thing? The Chaim quotes a Loshon of Rashi in Psumis that sounds like that. It's in the Sugi of Kiyum Shtaris, Rashi on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph in Ksubis. Some of you saw it, some of you looked it up. It's Kedai to look it up. But the Lashon of Rashi that he quotes is Anana Pishnayim Eidim Ve'inan Chatzi Davar Al Piv Shel Zeh V'Chatzi Davar Al Piv Shel Zeh. Sounds like Chatzi Davar, right? Each one is Chatzi Davar. Each Eid has a Chatzi Nemonis. Okay, the Lashon of Rashi is mashma like that. But okay, you could say that's it's lav dafka. It's good Lashon of Rashi. I'm not taking it away. Right? The Chaim's deal is a good deal. But give me a different raya. Give me a different raya. Show me a halacha that indicates that an Eid Echa does have a chatzin emanas le'inyan mamon. That the reason why he's mechayev a shvua is not just a new nemanas le'inyan shvua, but it's related to the nemanas le'inyan mamon. Show me a raya. Bring me a raya. Yeah. Yonatan. The Gemara and Lamed. Excellent. But even before you get there, yeah, before we get to the Lamed, excellent. Who else? The Rishon. Yeah. Nafal.
The Rambam.
What does the Rambam say?
The in Eid Echa can be mechayev shvua, and then if you use that to even start on him, it's going to be mechayev mama.
Simpler. The Rambam says that in Eid Echa is mechayev shvua when? Only if what? Only if he's kosher lemamon. Kosher lemamon. Right? The Rambam says that sometimes we say that in Eid Echa is kosher lehayit even if he's posel. Right, he's posel eidus, but he can be made in a certain area. Right? To testify about a woman's husband, that a woman's husband has died. Right, so we'll accept psulim there. By eid echa neman b'isurin, some shittas and rishonim are that we accept psulim. There are certain cases where an eid echa is neman even if he's posel. He's accepted even if he's posel. But zok the Rambam chutz me eid echa shal shvua she mechayev and shvua ella be eidus kosher haroy litzdarif im acher b'yischayev zehanish b'momon al piv. Those are quite striking words in the Rambam. The eid echa is only going to be mechayev a shvua if he's strong enough, if he's kosher enough, that if he's mitzdarif together with another eid, he'll be able to be motzi mom. The mamish sounds like this vart, right? That the eid echa is mechayev a shvua because he's the haschala sakat of mamon. He's the chatzi nemonis. Doesn't say chatzi nemonis, but the haschala sakat for mamon. He is nemon for mamon. He's just not able to be motzi mamon yet. He has a little bit of an nemonis lenny mamon. You have to say that he has an emanus l'inyan mamon. Because if not, why does he have to be kosher l'mamon? What does shvua have to do with mamon? Shvua l'cha and mamon l'cha, as we said before. What does one have to do with the other? Never the twain shall meet. Obviously, if the Rambam says that the eid echa can be mechayev shvua only if he's kosher l'mamon b'tzir of another aid, so the Rambam is saying there's a relationship between the emanus of mamon, the emanus of an eid echa for mamon, and the emanus of an eid echa for shvua. He must be saying that an Eid Echad is Nehmat to be Mechayev Yeshua because he has the Chatzin Nehmanus of Mammon. The Chatzin Nehmanus of Mammon is what's Mechayev Yeshua. The Kesef Mishnah is troubled on that Rambam. He says, where did the Rambam get this from? Eid Echad is Mechayev Yeshua only if he's an Eid Kosher. Eini Yodem Hechen Hotzi Rabbeinu Din Zeh. Kazimish says maybe the Rambam got it from the Lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says Lo Yokom Eid Echa Beish Lachol Oven Lachol Chatas Lachol Oven Lachol Chatas Eino Kam Avol Kam Hu Lishvua. There's a relationship between Lo Kam Lachol Oven Lachol Chatas and Kam Lishvua. Lo Kam Lazeh Kam Lazeh. He says maybe the Rambam thought Mashmid the Beroy Le'edus Oven V'Chatas B'tzirif Acher Askina. Sounds like we're talking about an Eid Echa who would be Ro'oi B'tzirif Acher to testify L'chol Oven L'chol Chatas, to testify about Nefashis and Mamanis. But by himself he can be Mechayev Yeshua. It sounds like it's the same, it's the Zelbe Mensch, right? The same type of individual who could be Mechayev Mamanis as Mechayev Yeshua. Okay, maybe that's the Mok of the Rambam. The Rav felt the Mokar of the Rambam is Mefurish. It's Mefurish in the Gemara. Where's the Mefurish in the Gemara? Yonatan's Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed. That's where it's Mefurish, said the Rav. Which Gemara? Who Gemara? Daf Lamed? We're nowhere near Daf Lamed. Look at that. Let's all turn to Daf Lamed for a second. Varan Daf Lamed quotes Machlokas Tanoim as to when the Edom have to testify in Dinei Mamonos. By Dinei Nefashos, we talk about the Edom testifying B'Tochei Deibur. But the question is, in Dinei Mamonos, do they have to testify B'Tochei Deibur in order to be Mitzdarif together? Tanakama says that they have to be made ke'achad. They have to be made to talk with the Edivah in order for the Edus to be mysterious. Rav Nosson Omer, Shomad Var Shalzeh Hayom, Akshiyav HaChaver Lamach HaShomad Es Devorah. Rav Nosson disagrees, and he says, no, they don't have to testify to talk with the Edivah. Different days, B'zeh HaChazeh, they can still come in with Starif, Lenny Mama. So the question is, what are they arguing about? What are the Tanakama and Rav Nosson arguing about as to whether the Eidah have to testify to Toka Deidibur in order to be mitzarif together or not? You skip down, just skip the middle Gemara. Skip down, the Gemara explains itself. Etc. But my kamiflagi. Either it's a svar, it's a pasuk. Okay, so leave out the pasuk. Let's just deal with the svar. Says the Gemara, Mar Savar, Eidacha Kiyas Lishvu Asi, Limamona Lo Asi. One day holds that an Eidechad is coming Lishvua and not for Mammon. Eidechad by himself comes Lishvua and not for Mammon. Who's that? That's the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Eidechad, Ki Asi Lishvua Asi, Limamona Lo Asi. Each eight by themselves is not coming for Mammon, he's coming Lishvua. And that's why if they don't testify, Betoche de Dibur, they can't be Mitztarif, because by themselves they're not coming Lamama, they're only coming Lishvua. So they have to testify the Toka Deiba to be mitzarif together. That it's Shnei Eidim. Not Eid Echad plus Eid Echad. Shnei Eidim together. That's the Tanakama. But Nassan argues why. V'idach otu ki yosu b'hadei adadi b'chadfum ha-kamisidim. El mitzarfinim lehu. Hachanami litzrafinim. But Nassan says, come on. When two Eidim come together, what, they're testifying with the same mouth? No, there has to be some kind of a separation between the two of them. And nevertheless, we're mitzarif them together. Ah, you'll tell me that the tziruf is tokeh deidibur? That's just a shear, but the reality is they're not testifying with the same mouth. There is a break between the two of them, so what gives you the right to be mitzarif them? They're two people. Why are we mitzarif? The answer is we're mitzarif them. The halacha is that you can be mitzarif to eidim. So, maishna, if they come on the same day and they testify with tokeh deidibur, maishna if they come on two different days. So what? We'll be mitzarif them anyway. Right? If you have to be mitzarif the Eidim anyway, and it's a chiddush to be able to be mitzarif the Eidim, so it shouldn't matter what day they come. What's he saying? But Nosson holds that you can be mitzarif the Eidim, even if it's not betoke the Eidim. What's his svara? Well, clearly the Tanakama is saying that an Eid Echad is only coming l'shavua. Each Eid Echad is separate. We view them separately, they're only coming l'shavua. So Dr. Rav, Rav Nosson's whole chiddush might be that Eid Echad Kiyasi Lav Lishvua Kasi Lemamona Kasi. Each Eid Echad is coming Lemamon. He has a Chatzi Nemonis for Mammon. That's exactly the point. The reason why we're able to be Mitzarif the two Eid Echads, even if they're not testifying with the same mouth, that's because we just have to be Mitzarif half and half. Right? We just have to do mathematics. Half plus half equals one. Each one is Neman for half of the Mammon. So together they can be Neman together. So if you mitzarev them to be mechayev the whole mammon when they testify on the same day, why not be mitzarev them when they testify on two different days? Each one has half the nemonis for mammon. So you take the half plus the other half and be mitzarev them together. So just like you can be mitzarev them on one day, you should be able to be mitzarev them on 2 days as well. And that's how we talk a paskin, says the Rav. That's the mokah for the Rambam. The Rambam who says that you need an eid echad who's kosher for mammon in order to be mechayev a shavua. Where did the Rambam get this from? Rav Nosson Shita, that you can be mitzaref to Eidim, le'inyan mamon, even on two different days. How can you do that? Because Eid Echad Kiyasi, lav l'shvuah, he's not just coming to be mechayev shvuah, he's coming to be mechayev mamon, it's just he can't finish the job, he only has half the power. So if he only has half the power, he has half the power, so then you can be mitzaref him together with someone else. You don't need the two together, because without two, you have zero. You do have something without the two. So if you have something without the two, then you can be mitzarif them together. Whether they come the same day with Toka Deidibur or come day after day, it doesn't matter. But by the same token, the Rambam claims that an Eid Echad can be mechayev shvuah only if he's an Eid kosher for Mammon. Because the reason why he's mechayev shvuah is because he has chatzi nemonis of Mammon. If he has chatzi nemonis of Mammon, then he has to have the same kashrus as an Eid of Mammon. That's why he has to be an Eid kosher, not an Eid pos. Yes?
The
Shvuah Kasi.
Right, the Shvuah Kasi. So meaning, since they don't come to Tokhid Libur, they're only going to be Mechayev Shvuah. But can you practically only be Mechayev one Shvuah? If one,
correct. But the reality is, without two, you have nothing vis-a-vis mamon. So even if the two come separately, you've already been mechayev eshua. It's no different than if you have two eidim and mechayev mamon, and then another two eidim come. Well, yeah, I can't be mechayev mamon twice. So what? So once I have the two eidim, that's it. I don't need anything else. It's the same thing here. If the eidecha comes for shua, so once I have an eidecha, he's mechayev eshua. I don't need the other eid. But the point is, since the two eidim didn't come together as a unit, I have nothing le'inyan mamon, because I need two in order to be mechayev mamon, according to that pshat. The rabbin doesn't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. Dr. Chaim, that's pshat in Taisis. That's pshat in the Rit. What's the kasha of the Rit? What's the pshat of the Rit? No hamo. The Rit says, Rabbi Yossi holds that nimsach and akarav pasulus and betela only applies to nefashas, not to mamonis. Why? Says the Rit, because it's all based on the hekesh. You got to be able to learn a hekesh of shnayim ashlosha. Dr. Rabbi Yossi, by nefashas I can learn the hekesh of shnayim ashlosha. The mashnayim nimsach and akarav pasul, edus and betela ledamri. By Shnayim, if one is a Karav Apostle, I have zero by Nefashos. Shnayim for Nefashos is Mechayid. Echad for Nefashos is a zero. So Av Shlosha, even though I still have two Eidim Ksherim left, even though one is a Karav Apostle, Xeras HaKosav is, I have zero if one is a Karav Apostle. It's a Chiddush. Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosha. But says the Rebbe, by Mammon, it's not true. By mammon, if I have a kat of shnayim, what do you want to say? Mash shnayim nimsachem em karav apostle ledusim betela legamri. That if one eight is a karav apostle, I have zero. I don't have zero. He's still mechayev shvuah. Right? You want to say that by mammon also, if nimsachem em karav apostle by shnayim, I have zero. So by shlosh also, I have zero, even though I have two eight mechayim left. Correct the Rebbe, but it's not true. Right? I mean, says the Rebbe, it's not true by Dinei Mamonis. By Dinei Mamonis, even if I have one aid remaining from the Kat of Shnayim, he's still Mechayev Shvuah. So we asked, my high, who cares that he's Mechayev Shvuah? He's still not Mechayev Mammon, so the Eidus is Batel Agarmi vis-a-vis the Mammon, even though the Eidacha can still be Mechayev Shvuah. Comes Reb Chaim and says, no, you misunderstood why an Eidacha is Mechayev Shvuah. The Rebbe is saying, if you have a kat of shnayim and nitzach miyam karav apostle, so it's not batel agamri, even vis-a-vis the mamon, and that's gufa why the eid echad is mechayev shvuah. It's not batel agamri vis-a-vis mamon. You still have chatzin nemanas for the mamon. The eid echad has chatzin nemanas for mamon. It's not batel agamri le'inyan mamon, and that's why he's able to still be mechayev shvuah. So don't tell me that if you have shlosha, it's batel lagamri. No, I say it's not batel lagamri. The aid whose karav apostle is batel, but the other aidim still are here, and each have a chatzin nemanas le'inyan mamon. So if it's a kat of two, and all I have is an eid echad remaining, he'll only be mechayev shvuah with his chatzin nemanas le'inyan mamon. But if I start off with a kat of three, and one is a karav apostle, and I still have two aidim ksherim. The two Eidim Ksherim, each one has a chatzin nemanas le'inyan mamon, they'll be Mechayev Mamon. So don't tell me that Nimsachem Em Karav Apostle by Shlosha Eidusim Betela, it's Batla Lagamri. Lagamri? By Shnayim, it's not Batla Lagamri either. The Echad can still be Mechayev Shvuah, and the way he's Mechayev Shvuah is that he's not really Batla le'inyan mamon either. He has a chatzin nemanas le'inyan mamon. Keep his nemanas le'inyan mamon. So the same should be true by Shlosha, that if one is Karav Apostle, the two remaining ones still have each one a Chatzin Emanas Lini Mammon. So Chatzin V'Chatzin is a full Eidus. They should be able to be Mechayev Mammon. That's why Rabbi Yossi holds, you can't say Nimtzachem Yom Karav Apostle, Eidus and Betela, by Shlosha, by Mammon, right? By Shnayim, of course, it's not going to be Mechayev Mammon anymore, but by Shlosha, you still have two Eidus, so everything is going to be fine. Sarah?
Two things. One, on the entire, so do you kind of think more on the Ramana of these? He says that if one of the
agents
saw one hair on the front and one hair on the back,
one hair on the back and one hair on the front, and the agents is possible.
Right, that in order to that each are needed to be Masarek together, they're each 50% of the...
Right, exactly.
But shouldn't it be that if there's three, then they're each 33%?
No, I don't need 33. No, because if there's three, then basically each one of them has half.
But that's all three of them together, if they're all kosher, is 150%. Or that doesn't mean anything.
Correct, but that's trei kameh. I mean, once I have two edim, I don't need any of the other edim, but if they want to come, they can come. It's just, right? Each one of them has half of the nemanis that I need. So, Taka, I don't really need the third or fourth or fifth aid. Right? So, but that's the halacha, right? We're talking about, if I have the third or fourth or fifth, is he going to be mevatel the others? So if you tell me that I can make the hekesh of shnayim or shlosha, so that he will be mevatel, even though logically he shouldn't be mevatel, but that's the halacha, that's the gzeras hakosa, that's the hekesh of shnayim or shlosha. But if I don't have the hekesh of shnayim or shlosha, if even by shnayim nimtzach amem karv apostle, it's not batel agami because they still have a nemanas le'inyan, a chatzi nemanas le'inyan mamon. So then, I can't make the hekesh shnayim or shlosha. So then, by shlosha, I still will have the full nemon, the full chatzin nemonis for each aid, and then they'll be able to be mitzarev together and to be mechayev mamon. In light of this approach, we can also answer the other kasha. What did we ask? We said, why does Torah, even if you tell me that the aidus is batel lagami by mamon, by shnayim, by mamon, but learn from the nefashos to mamonis. Mishpat echad yilachem should tell me you can learn from the nefashos to mamonis. According to this, you can't learn from nefashos to mamonis. The whole point is that the eidus of nefashos is fundamentally different than the eidus of dinei mamonis. The eid echad in dinei nefashos is zero. So you can't say that the fact that if nimtzach amem karv apostle by shnayim, by dinei nefashos is batel lagamri, right? So too I'll learn to mamonis. No, that's because the whole nature of the eidus of dinei nefashos is so fundamentally different. By Dina Nefashos, the Eid Echad has no Nemanis at all. He's a zero. So that's Taka why. It's Batel Lagamri, by Shnayim. But by Mamon, he has a Chatzi Nemanis. So you're mixing pickles and oranges if you tell me Mishpat Echad Yilachem is going to learn from one to the other. How do you can't mix them. If you have a halacha that's not intrinsic to Nefashos, something that could apply to Mamonis, but we just don't have a mukkah for it, so then we can talk about learning from Nefashos to Mamonis. But if this halacha, if the Hekish, can apply only to Nefashos because of the nature of the Eidus of Nefashos, and that's why the Eidus is Batel Lagamri by Nefashos, if Nimtzach Amem Karv Apostle by Shnayim, so then you can't apply that to Mamonis. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not Batel Lagamri by Mamon because the Eid Echad has a Chatzin Amonis, Leni Mamon. So you can't say, it's Exeris HaKosov, by Nefashos is Batel Lagamri by Shnayim, so therefore we're going to apply the same Hekesh of Shnayim Shlosha to Mamon. The Eidus is fundamentally different. So the Eidus is fundamentally different. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to say. You can't apply from one to the other. Okay. This perhaps is a way that we can explain Tosfos. Questions? Okay. So now, the final comment that we have to, the final issue we have to deal with is, what's Rebbe going to say? Rebbe Yossi learns that Nimtzach Amem Karv Apostle Yidusim Betela only applies to Nefashos and not to Mamonis. So what's Rebbe's response? That's the final word that we have to give in today's sugya. What is Rebbe's response that you can say Nimtzach Amem Karv Apostle Yidusim Betela even by Dinei Mamonis? So Bishlama, if you learn Rebbe Yossi like Rashi, so you can explain Rebbe pretty easily. You can just say Rebbe holds a Mishpat Echad Yelachem applies whatever halacha you have in Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonis. Meaning you could learn Rebbe like Tosis is Kasha, and Tosis is Kasha and Rashi. If Rebbe Yossi is like Rashi, so then maybe Rebbe is troubled and he says Mishpat Echad Yelachem will apply the halacha of dinei nefashos to dinei mamonis. I know we were troubled with that because we had the marshal's kasha, right? Okay, but you have the beginnings of approach according to Rashi. The question is, according to Tosis, where does Rebbe get started? Rebbe is very difficult, very, very difficult, right? Rebbe Yossi seems very mistaber according to Tosis. Eid Echad is mechayev eshua because he has chatzi nemonis le'inyan mamon. So Nimtzach Amem Karv Apostle Yidusim Betela is very different in Dinei Nefashos than in Dinei Mamonis. By Dinei Nefashos, Mashnayim, Batel Lagamri. Eid Echad is nothing for the Nefashos. But for Mamonis, Eid Echad still is something by Shnayim. If Nimtzach Amem Karv Apostle by Shnayim, you still have an Eid Echad, who's a Chatzin Emanis L'in Mamon, Mechayev Shvuah, So how can I learn a hekesh of shnayim v'shlosha? That since it's batel lagami by shnayim, it should be batel lagami by shlosha. It's not batel lagami by shnayim. What is Rebbe going to respond? What, you'll tell me that Rebbe argues with Reb Chaim's lumdus? Chas v'shem. No, I didn't mean it like that. The Rambam, the Moshe, the Rambam paskins like Reb Chaim's lumdus. Paskins, the Rambam is the source of the lumdus, right? And yet he paskins like Rebbe. So you're going to have to explain Rebbe according to the Rambam, right? If Rebbe agrees to the lumdus that an eid echad is chatzin emunas l'inyan mamon, that's why he has to be an eid kosher. So then why should nimsech mem karv apostel edusim b'teila apply to dinei mamonis? There's no hekesh of shnayim shlosha by dinei mamonis. Why should I say that nimsech mem karv apostel by shlosha and arba and chamisha if I have more than two eidim? So I still have two eidim ksherim. The echad is karv apostel. I still have two eidim ksherim. So why should I say edusim b'teila by dinei mamonis? What's Rebbe going to respond? So comes the Ritva in Makkos and says, you know what Rebbe's going to say? Rebbe will tell you that Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Idusim B'Teila by Dinei Mamonis, because if I have a Kant of Shnayim and one is Karav Apostle, then the other eight is Batel Lagamri, even L'Inyan Shvuah. See, Tosis and Makkos was assuming no one would say that. Rabbi Yossi would never say that. Right? He would say that Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle by a Kant of Shnayim, what happens? If one is Karav Apostle, I have only one left, so I can't be motzi mamon based on that echad, but I can still be mechayev shvua. So Reb Chaim explains it. He's not batel lagamri l'inyan mamon. Aye, but he's batel lagamri l'inyan mamon. He's not mechayev shvua. No, he has the chatzi emunas mamon, and that gives him the ability to be mechayev shvua. He said, comes Rabbi and says, you got it all wrong. If you have a kant of shnayim and one is a karov apostle, the eid echad kosher who remains can't even be mechayev shvua. That's where you got it wrong. The rule of Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostel Edusim B'Teila tells me that if one is a Karav Apostel, somehow he passels the whole cot. He passels the whole cot. He creates a chisaron. He creates a deficiency in the whole cot. Not just himself. It's not just he is erased, but there's a deficiency in the whole cot, in the other edim of the cot. So don't tell me that by Eid Shnayim for Mammon, if Nimtzach Mem Karav Apostel, the Eid Echad remains in Mechayev Shvuah. No, Rebbe says he's not Mechayev Shvuah. He's a zero. So if he's a zero, then Taka, we have a Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha, even by Dinei Mammonis. That just like by Shnayim, if Nimtzach Mem Karav Apostel, Eidusim B'Teila Legamri, the Eidus is completely Batel, not only for Mammon, but even for Shvuah. The Eid Echad is Apostel infuses a psul in the whole cot, and now everyone is posel, even for Shavuah. Av Shlosha, Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostel, Eidusim B'Teila, Lagamri. By Shlosha, you can have 100 Eidim besides this aid Karav Apostel. The Karav Apostel is going to posel everyone. So he posels everyone, that even by Shlosha, you're not going to be able to be Motzi Mamon based on the Eidus of the other Eidim. This is how the Ritva learns. You can learn one from the other. But he's learning from Nefashos to Mamonis that the Eidus is Bad Lagamri. Shamina nami minah, the bedinin mamonis shenimtzach hakarov ein hakosher kam l'shvua. Rebbe's shita is that if nimtzach hamem karov apostle even by mamon, right, there's nothing left. The eid echad is not going to be the eid echad who remains who's kosher is not going to be mechayev shvua. But the lagamri, the karov apostle passels him too. He can't be mechayev even a shvua. If he's batel lagamri, can't be mechayev shvua. Then taka we have a hekesh. Mashnayim he's batel lagamri. Av shloshi he's batel lagamri. Not just by nefashos, but even by mamonis. So that could be what Shitas Rebbe is all about. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add it.